listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Three people have escaped injury after an early morning house fire in Proserpine. Crews were able to contain the blaze on Davey Street within around half an hour, and there was no damage to neighbouring properties. Paramedics looked over the trio, but nobody was taken to hospital. A crime scene has been set up to determine the cause, as is standard procedure. Doctors have sounded the alarm concerned regional Queenslanders are missing out on necessary and important surgeries. AMA Queensland is convening a new roundtable to examine growing elective surgery waitlists in regional and rural areas like Mackay, the Whitsundays and Coalfields. It says there's been more than a 6% increase in referral demand in the past financial year. In a letter to the organisation, the state's chief medical officer admitted they're aware of the issues but said real progress is being made to address concerns. And there's been a mixed bag of findings from a survey tracking the moods of Sunshine State sole traders. The Henry Sole Trader Pulse has found that while self-employed Queenslanders are feeling better about their financial security and how their businesses are performing, they're not quite as sold on how the economy is going compared to those in the other eastern states. Henry's Karan Anand wonders if this says something about the Queensland spirit.
It seems like they're well ahead and thinking, despite the economic conditions, despite some of the high interest rates, high inflation, cost of living measures, we're still going to get on with it and build our businesses. And we're very optimistic about how we're going to navigate the future.
Checking local sport now, where there's plenty on the line for the Mackay Cutters this weekend. That's especially true for our women's side, undefeated and atop the competition ladder. They'll head south to face South's Logan Magpies on Sunday. Mackay's men are also yet to lose a game, hitting the road to meet Townsville Blackhawks tomorrow.